to be rare for people to live to 100, but babies born in the U.S. today can hope to live that long. In the 20th century, life expectancy in wealthy nations increased by as much as 30 years. Average life expectancy for Americans is 78. But doctors are seeing people adopt bad habits that can cut their lives short, like eating too much, or eating too much junk food, exercising too little, and smoking cigarettes. These habits increase the risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Researchers at Harvard University and the University of Washington wanted to find out how many years are lost with these lifestyle choices. Gudars Danayi was one of the principal researchers.
What we found was that high blood pressure, smoking, overweight obesity, and high blood glucose account for 5 years of loss of life expectancy in men and about 4 years in women at the national level.
The researchers broke down the data into race, income, and locale, and they found even greater differences. Middle-income whites have the best blood pressure, but Asian Americans have fewer bad habits and the best health.
They are not getting heart disease because they have low blood pressures. They are not getting cancer sometimes because they have low risk factors for cancer, including the smoking.
The researchers found a 14-year difference in life expectancy between Asian American and African American men, who can expect to live an average of 67 years.
African American men in the South have the lowest life expectancy, and also along with African American men in living in high-risk urban areas, places like downtown Los Angeles, downtown Washington, D.C.
African-American women are another group with low life expectancy because of their high rates of obesity. People battling excess weight have higher rates of disability, diabetes, and heart disease, disorders that make them sicker at younger ages and dependent on medications for many years. The researchers say public health officials could use the study to plan programs that will help people make better lifestyle choices. Carol Pearson, VOA News.